Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, will be hosting the next 55 minutes. The last 55 minutes of the hour, then Harrison Schmidt, the War Room, Infowars.com/show, radio stations across the country. Real off shows on X. Look for the Infowars feed for that. But Trump tends to do this. He'll go, oh, the Democrats and the Epstein thing's a hoax. He means the way they're rolling it out, not that the whole thing was a hoax. He's clarified that. Still hurts him. Well, yesterday he said affordability at that cabinet meeting is a con job. He means it's a Democrat talking point that everything's always been free or should be cheap. He's like, no, things have always cost money. Yeah, there's inflation, but you get paid more. We're trying to dial it back. But statements like that, people go, what? It's a con. The wealth of the top 1% reaches a record $52 trillion. Now, most of that's in the stock market. Most of that's a bubble. But still, they've got to invest it just like the Dells did, $6+ billion into giving tens of thousands of children free investment accounts for wealth. You've got to reinvest in the country. People go, well, that's welfare. No, when the corporations, without strings attached, give people money, that's different. When it's totally unbalanced. I mean, 30 years ago, the top 1% had like 30, 40% of the wealth. Now the top 1%, it's a tenth of a tenth of 1%, has like 80%. I mean, what's good all that money you got digitally if there's no infrastructure? So it's really simple. Mom and pop businesses bankruptcy set record high as debt rises. Yeah. Private payrolls unexpectedly fell this last month. So that's Trump with a bad response there. But here's one that's good. Homeland Security put this out. DHS.gov. On X. Want affordable housing? Help report illegal aliens in your area. Call 866-DHS-2ICE. Now, remember under Obama, that kind of stopped under Trump, and then under Biden, it expanded, where all these big banks said we're going to give $30,000 free and interest-free loans for illegals to buy houses, but citizens had their rate go up? That was to incentivize the illegals to come here and be a blue state, blue city voting bloc, paying them to do it. That's wrong. I don't hate the illegals in general. I don't blame them coming here. In California, all these states passed laws to give them 30, 40, 50 grand free for a house now. Why did they build all these apartments everywhere? So whereas a citizen has to live in an apartment because they can't get a house, the illegals get greenlit for it. And then DHS posted four articles over at Sean, I'll show you, to point this out. Mass immigration pushes U.S. housing market to breaking point. Rental markets starts to see effects of Trump's immigration crackdown. Prices going down. Trump is providing an unexpected boost to housing. Politico. Grabbing the illegals. House market map shows steepest price drops across U.S., mainly where the raids are happening. Yeah, what do you think it does when you inject 20-plus million people in and give them a bunch of free stuff? And by the way, what I told you is coming out in the news now. In Illinois, in Ohio, all over, they get local, state, federal welfare, and in almost every case, double what a citizen gets or even a veteran. Then they get all this NGO money. That's why, in places like Springfield, Ohio, they went and looked. Almost none of the Haitians had a driver's license. But they were driving like $50,000, $100,000 new cars, the latest iPhones, designer clothing, and they went and asked the Haitians. They said, yeah, I get $3,000 a month from the state, I get $2,000 from the county, and I get $3,000 from the feds, and this NGO gives me this, and my house is paid for. I mean, you know, who do you think pays for that? The central banks want to bankrupt us. So good job, the surrogates for Trump, putting out the truth. This is what, like, Trump's breaking up the big four monopoly on beef packing. People raising beef don't make any money, folks. They have to raise it just to get the tax exemption for the property. The money's all made by the big four meat packers that have a monopoly. Trump's busting that up. He's making all the right moves, but his communications aren't good.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle. We're the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a t-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss, and so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship, get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment, like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it, or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe, and then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
But you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is Stuart Rhodes filling in for the final hour of Alex Jones' show. Honored to be here again. I want to let you know that we have a special going on. Buy one, get one free until midnight Sunday. We encourage you to go out and go there to the alexjonesstore.com and support InfoWars. They're at the tip of the spear, have been for a long time. I wanted to add to what Alex has been saying in the last segment about the attack, the coup against Pete Hegseth. It's part of the longstanding coup. It's been running ever since President Trump came down those escalators. It is the deep state attempting once again to put President Trump and his administration on the defensive and run the clock out. That's what they did the first term. That's their game plan. That's what they're doing again. The answer to that has to be decisive action by President Trump. What he should do, I believe, is call a national address to the American people and lay out exactly why this is being done and who it's being done by. I don't believe Pete Hegseth, I think he's been a great Secretary of Defense or Secretary of War, but he has not purged out the other generals who, much like Milley, are traitors of the Constitution and part of the deep state. So I would encourage him to go on the offensive inside the DOD and purge them out. But to piggyback on the discussion that Alex had with General Flynn the other day, he should call a national address to the American people, but I believe he should have Pete Hegseth there with him and Tulsi Gabbard, both of them very credible military veterans. Pete Hegseth, combat veteran in Iraq. Tulsi Gabbard, a walkaway Democrat, respected in the military. And they can lay out for the American people exactly what is going on and why. And I believe that they should lead with the oath. I think it's fantastic, frankly, that you have the Seditious Six attempting to, you know, cause dissension in the ranks by reminding the troops that they have an oath to the Constitution. I think that's fantastic. Use it. And this is something that, Harris and I will be talking about later on the War Room. We're going to have a friendly debate about this because we disagree on this point. But I'm going to say this. When I started Oath Keepers in 2009, out of the gate, I was directly talking to the troops and saying, you have a responsibility and a duty to refuse unlawful orders. And that's simply a fact. That's what we were taught when I was in the military. And the reason why I wanted them to know that is because the deep state and the establishment wants blind obedience from the troops and blind obedience from law enforcement in this country. And my big concern was when the military is used inside the United States, like National Guardsmen being deployed to Hurricane Katrina and sadly following unconstitutional orders along with police to confiscate firearms for American people, the American people. And so out of the gate, I said what they just said. You have a right and duty to refuse unlawful orders. And I went even further, listed out a list of 10 orders we will not obey. And we had active duty Oath Keepers back then in 2009 and from all the entire length of the Obama administration, active duty Oath Keepers articulating that they will not obey unlawful orders. None of them were ever tried by any kind of military tribunal, Article 15. None of them had any repercussions in their command, for a good reason, because all they were saying was what is true. I know it's frustrating to have the domestic enemies of the Constitution use that same strategy now. They're taking a page out of the Oath Keeper playbook, actually. But I think in the long run, it's good, because I do want, and I've heard some conservative commentators say, well, we can't have, you know, your average soldier trying to decide what's constitutional or not and what's lawful or not. Yes, you can, and yes, you should. When I went through basic training way back in 1983 to become a paratrooper, we were taught about the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, and we were taught that here's the bright line example of what you don't do. This is a blatantly and manifestly unlawful order. Lieutenant Calley and his men fired on women and children. At his court-martial, Lieutenant Calley defended himself by saying, I was just following orders. And, of course, the correct answer is that just following orders is no defense. That's been part of our instruction in the military since the founding. And in modern times, they use Abu Ghraib as an example. So, and I've heard conservatives now saying the same thing the Democrats said back then. Back then, the Democrats said, oh, you can't have, you know, these Oath Keepers are crazy. You can't have an average grunt deciding whether or not an order is lawful. You know, it's going to cause dissension in the ranks and chaos. It doesn't, because there's a presumption in the military that your orders are lawful. That's the presumption, unless it's manifestly unlawful. That's why the sky doesn't fall. That's why you don't have dissension in the ranks. You have people that will follow their orders unless something like that, shooting women and children or torturing prisoners, something blatantly unconstitutional or unlawful under the laws of war, that's when you have a red line. And the same thing should have happened during Hurricane Katrina. We did find, after the fact, we found one National Guard unit from Utah that did stand down and refused to participate in the gun confiscation in Hurricane Katrina. They did the right thing. And the reason why they did that is that one of their men, one of their sergeants, Sergeant Joshua May, was the guy in the unit who kept talking about the Constitution, kept talking about their oath responsibility, and was the go-to expert on the Second Amendment on gun rights. And so when they were deployed from Utah to Hurricane Katrina, and they were in the rural areas at first, they heard what was happening inside of New Orleans, the gun confiscation that other guard units were enforcing, that other police officers brought from all over the country to help, were going house to house and confiscating guns. And they all got together, the men in the unit got together, and Joshua May is the one they turned to and said, what do you think? And he said, this is clearly unlawful. This not only violates the Bill of Rights. And when we're being used here at home, we have to respect and protect the Bill of Rights. What we can do in a foreign theater is not the same thing like you can do inside of the United States. And so the officers in his unit looked to him for their guidance, and then they turned to their commander and said, we're not going to do this. And the commander passed it up the chain of command, and it came, the word came back, you're not going to be deployed into New Orleans. We're not going to ask you to do that. And so Big Army at the time blinked. This is under the Bush administration. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Republican in office or a Democrat in office. Our benchmark has got to be our Constitution. And all of us swore the oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so I welcome a discussion about the oath. I believe the best way to handle the treasonous six and the attack on Hegseth ties right in with this. They are attempting, now they're trying to say, okay, and here's an example of unlawful orders. Pete Hegseth has ordered the assassination or the ruthless, unlawful killing of combatants or noncombatants. It's complete hogwash. I believe we all understand that. From what I have seen, even in leftist media, like NPR, for example, I read that on the way here, they said that the boat was hit once with a strike, but because it was not sunk, the naval commander in charge of the special warfare unit, Navy SEALs, who were doing the strike, he decided to hit the boat again to make sure it sunk. From the beginning of warfare, you can go back to the Civil War, you can go back to World War I, World War II, we have always known that and you're talking about naval warfare, we sunk plenty of ships with our submarines. We sunk plenty of ships with our dive bombers. You sink the ship. Now, if there are survivors in the water afterwards, then yes, you have a duty to try to take them prisoner and save their lives. But it's not a war crime to sink a ship. Okay? And in the war against these proxies of communist China with the drugs, fentanyl, proxies of Venezuela, who is itself, I believe, a proxy of communist China, I think it's completely lawful to sink that ship. So they're using a red herring. They're trying to take something that was lawful and spin it as being unlawful. And yes, the ultimate goal is to cause dissension in the ranks, and I believe it's a dog whistle to all their stay-behind officers in particular. Most of your rank and file in the U.S. military is conservative, and most of them have common sense. It's a dog whistle, I believe, from the deep state, from the CIA. It's why there's no accident they have CIA personnel, former CIA, once CIA, always CIA. That's why they're the ones sending out this message. It's a dog whistle to the other generals who have not yet been purged out of the military and need to be purged, who are much like General Milley, cut from the same cloth. So what I believe should be done is, in light of the attack on Pete Hegseth, in light of this, the treasonous six putting out these messages to the troops, I believe President Trump and Pete Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard should do a national address to the troops and, of course, also to the American people and spell out exactly why the founders put that oath in the Constitution. It came out of Article 6, requires all officers of every branch of government to swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So remind the troops of their oath and then lay out that here are the foreign enemies of the Constitution, the CCP, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, other world elites, and here are the domestic enemies of the Constitution. You can look at the communists on the left in this country, the jihadist infiltration we now have with Islam, the Red-Green Alliance, and then even more importantly, the role of men like Brennan. Lay out the long-standing, ongoing coup by the deep state to stop the MAGA movement. It's bigger than trying to stop Trump. They're doing the same thing with the MAGA movement that they did with the Ron Paul movement. And I was an OG original Ron Pauler way back when. I worked for Congressman Paul in his D.C. office before I went to Yale Law School. After the Army, I worked for him in between after college. So I've seen the same playbook again and again. They are really just trying to prevent the people from asserting control over our government and cleaning out the deep state. So they're going to put President Trump on the defensive and then try to run the clock out. This is part of that. But I think he should use a jiu-jitsu move, use their attack against them. The wrong answer, and I'm going to have a debate with Harrison about this, the wrong answer is to arrest them for what they said. The entire time I was leading Oath Keepers, I was never arrested for staying to the troops refuse unlawful orders. None of our guys were arrested for articulating that, despite laying out all these different examples. And of course, the reason why is because all it would do is give me a massive platform. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want the oath to become on the tip of the tongue of the U.S. troops. But now that Trump's in office, they're trying to use the oath as a weapon against our republic. So the best way to control this or to counter their strategy is to have an open conversation about the oath and lay it out for them. Here are the domestic enemies of the Constitution. This is, and then also, here's the authority I have as Commander-in-Chief, and Tulsi Gabbard and Hegseth can help him lay out. Here is his authority to call forth the National Guard as part of the militia to repel invasions, suppress insurrections, and to execute the laws of the Union. Here's why it's completely constitutional for you National Guardsmen to be used to support ICE across the country as they deport illegal aliens who have violated our immigration laws. And I would say, I'm going to talk about this next segment, I believe you should also work to revoke the naturalization of people who entered this country and became naturalized citizens under false pretext. But lay it all out. Ilhan Omar is not just a communist and a grifter from a failed country. She's also a jihadist. There's a very real red-green alliance. Lay it out for the American people and lay out how the CIA, much like happened with JFK, Alan Dulles was fired by JFK, but continued a shadow rulership over the CIA. Brennan's doing the exact same thing. And Ratcliffe should be fired right along with Tulsi Gabbard and Cash Patel. President Trump should lay out who the domestic enemies of the Constitution are. He should decisively fire the people that are not doing the job he wanted them to do in the first place. Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, I would say Dan Bongino, Todd Blanche, all of them have to go, and so should Ratcliffe because they're not getting the job done. And Hegseth should be unleashed to go and purge out the disloyal officers in the military. And yes, all the disloyal lower-level troops who are openly communist, that's the actual threat to good discipline and order in our ranks is them. It's not President Trump, it's them. Expose that entire plot, make that very clear to the American people, and once that's clear to the American people, then he should, I believe, go to the next step. He should use his absolute authority and power as Commander-in-Chief to declassify and expose all of their dirt, all of their treason. Those who took money from China, like Senator Kelly. He has a pattern of taking money from communist China. Expose that to the American people and to the troops. Make it clear to them, here is why we have to take decisive action. Expose them, expose the corrupt judges. You're not going to be able to take the deep state down without full disclosure and exposure. And he has that authority as Commander-in-Chief to declassify and expose them. That's what he should do. It's been extremely frustrating for me. I've been saying this since 2020. I don't understand why others in the Trump administration don't understand this. His ability to expose them is the first step. It has to be. Because otherwise, if you just go out there and invoke the Insurrection Act and start arresting them, they will be able to say, oh, look, he's acting like a dictator. And that's part of the strategy here, is to distract the American people from what they have done. It's the same thing they did to us J6ers. They accuse us with projection, accuse us of what they're doing, but it's also a way to distract the American people from what they did. Oh, look over here. These people are being, you know, anti-constitution, anti-democratic, or whatever the accusation is, while they are the ones who are actually destroying our Constitution and our republic. So expose that. That truth is very real. Expose that. So once he does that, I do think President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act. And I do think he should put the National Guard, and I would say also the rest of us militia, including myself as a veteran, he should order us to go and help protect ICE as they deport the illegal aliens. He needs mass deportation. And I'm sure what he's being told is, well, if you do that, you'll lose the midterms. I think the Republicans are likely to lose the midterms because they have not done decisive action, and President Trump's base, and not just his own MAGA base that's been with him since 2016, but also all the independents, all the walkaway Democrats who crossed over, they want to see decisive action. Alex, I'm talking about this. Him and Nick Fuentes talked about this yesterday. I agree completely. They need to see decisive action to even have a prayer of holding on to Congress and the Senate. And I do believe that the GOP establishment, who are part of the Unit Party, don't care about losing the midterms. I think they just really, frankly, would love to lose the midterms because then they have an excuse for doing nothing, and they make Trump into a lame duck president. And I also believe the intent is to impeach him. So when they lose the midterms, if we continue on the same path and the Democrats take over both the House and the Senate, you can bet that those never-Trumper Republicans will jump right on board with the rhetoric and justify impeachment against President Trump. And what this does, though, the threat of impeachment, the threat of being called a dictator, has a chilling effect on President Trump doing his duty to support and defend the Constitution, execute the laws of the Union. That's also part of their intent. Like I said, put him on the defensive and then run the clock out, just like they did the first term. So that's the strategy. That's what's playing out. So for him to deactivate that strategy and throw it back on them, I think he has a golden opportunity to do and address the American people and lay it out. Here's what your oath says, and here are the domestic and foreign enemies, and here's why we are going to be doing what we're going to be doing, and then just do it. He needs to just do it and get ahead of it and be aggressive. But he really can't do that without at the same time taking down these corrupt judges. So he needs to expose them first, I believe. So go and declassify, because this is how the intelligence agencies control politicians and judges. They've been doing it since J. Edgar Hoover. So J. Edgar Hoover was FBI director for life. He had dirt on everyone. No one dared cross him or they'd be exposed. So he was there until he died, like Stalin. And it's the same thing now. And that was back in the days of file cabinets and wiretaps. Now with total information awareness and NSA surveillance of the American people, like Snowden warned us about, they know that they have the dirt on all of these politicians and judges. So just bring that out in the open. That's why part of the strategy to contain Trump has been to trick him into not using the Epstein files as a way to open that door and expose the deep state. So they tricked him into thinking that's part of some fake news from the left and a hoax, and they got him to not actually go after them. The deep state strategy, they don't really care if he puts like Senator Kelly on trial. It'll fail, by the way, because that's protected speech. It just is. So they don't care about that. What they care about is he doesn't go after them. The ones that are really calling the shots behind the scenes, like Brennan, for example, that's your mid-level managers in the deep state. Above them, of course, are the international bankers and, you know, the international banking elite. So our enemies want President Trump to be distracted, to be focused on defending Pete Hegseth and playing defense until they run the clock out. And he has in his circle, just like the first time, with Bill Barr being the attorney general. I couldn't believe he made him the attorney general the first time. And he stayed there almost to the very end. He only resigned like 2 weeks out, I think it was, at the very, very end. And then he tried to install Jeffrey Clark as the attorney general. So he should fire Pam Bondi. She has been a failure, whether it's been willful or because she's lazy, like Peter Tichtin said, she just goes to Florida and lets Todd Blanche run the DOJ. Whatever the reason is, she's failed to do her job. He needs to say, you're fired, just like back on The Apprentice. He needs to fire her. I would encourage President Trump to use his power of recess appointment to do that over the holiday break, fire her and replace her, I think, with Jeffrey Clark, frankly. Bring somebody in that he knows is an actual patriot, who the deep state's been going after. Right now they're trying to disbar Jeffrey Clark in D.C., for example, for a reason, because he's a patriot. So President Trump just pardoned him along with other lawyers involved in a challenge of the 2020 election fraud, and there's a reason why he's being targeted. He's a clean house now, put the right people in, and then go to war against the deep state. More after the break.
Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning as each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. for just the next 5 days. There's a typo in this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at thealexjonesstore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin, we must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew. I'm cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Get a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that. Honestly, I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier, not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight wise too, and so finding something that works is really important, and not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, what so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I just want to remind you again that InfoWars is running an awesome special 12 days of Christmas sale with buy one, get one free on all their supplements. So it's a fantastic deal until Sunday night at midnight. I encourage you to go and stock up on great supplements and at the same time support the InfoWar. Also want to encourage you to go to oathkeepers.info. I'm relaunching Oathkeepers and rebuilding it. I invite you to join. And also, if you want to help us, you can go to givesendgo.com/oath, and you can donate there to support our mission. Or if you want to join, you can even do a $100 donation there and just put a note that it's for membership, and I'll definitely honor that. I believe it's more important than ever to remind Americans about their duty under the constitutional oath, whether current serving or former. As I said in the last segment, that's why I believe President Trump should use the attempt of the enemy to cause ascension in the ranks as a teaching moment to teach the American people and the soldiers about their duty to defend against both internal and external enemies and why they need to obey President Trump's orders as he cleans house and defends the republic and saves this constitutional republic. So now I want to talk about, so yesterday Alex and Nick Fuentes had a great discussion about many things, but one thing they focused on was immigration. And I agree with 95% of what they were saying, except I would say this. I think that Islam is actually a greater threat to our country than Nick realizes. And there's two reasons for that. One is that they vote as blocks. And I saw this when I was in Minnesota. I did a speaking tour for the GOP of Minnesota through Minnesota, where I have family, actually, back in 2014. And I was talking to rank-and-file Republicans from rural areas who were sounding the alarm bell back then that what they were doing, the left, was they were selecting not just Minneapolis to become a stronghold for the left, but they would also target traditionally conservative, like German immigrant communities for multi-generations of farmers, and they would flood them with Somalians. And of course, they vote in a block. And so once they reach a tipping point, they just took over politically in these key counties. That's how you ended up with Governor Walz there, Tim Walz, Mr. the tampon guy. That's how you ended up with Keith Ellison, a radical communist and a Muslim. The same pattern you're seeing now in New York. So I believe that the threat by Islam is actually more serious than Nick realizes. For that reason, they vote as a block, and they're being brought in and being targeted in certain counties, just like they targeted the swing state counties in the election for their election fraud. They didn't have to flood the entire country with election fraud, just those key counties. Same here. They don't have to target the entire country infiltration with Muslims. They can take the ones they bring in and put them in key places. Like I live in Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas has, a ton of mosques popping up all over the place. Right where I live, there are women walking around in full burqas now up and down the street. And so that's the first point. Second point is that they will beat us in the end with birth rate. They bring women in. All these men have actually multiple wives. Each one of them cranks out 5-6 kids. So within a generation, you're going to have, not just double the number, but quadruple or 6 times the number of Muslims in this country. And I believe that Islam is completely incompatible with Christianity, and I believe Islam is completely incompatible with our constitutional republic. And the reason why I say that is because, as Ayaan Hirsh Ali has been warning us, she's the lady who was born in Somalia and then escaped an arranged marriage. She suffered genital mutilation as a child, and she immigrated to the West. And she became an atheist, and now she's a Christian. She went first to the Netherlands, and then now she's in the United States. But she's been warning us for decades now that this is actual Islam. When you say radical Islam, you're making a mistake. It's not radical Islam. It's just simply Islam. Now, are there some moderate Muslim? Yes, they are. But they are drowned out and controlled in the end by the actual devout Muslims. So they end up in a position, or they wind up at some point being radicalized by their clerics, who just say, "Hey, this is what the text says. Here's what the Quran says. Here's the example of the Prophet's life that they follow, and you are commanded to wage jihad." So, like with the Afghan who attacked and killed one of our National Guardsmen, almost killed another one in D.C. Of course, everyone's suspicious that this was a CIA operation because he used to work for the CIA, but it might simply be that it's just simply that he was a Muslim. And at one time, he was our ally in fighting against the Taliban in Afghanistan, and they came to this country as one of our refugees because of that. And I'll admit, back when that was going on, I was like, hey, if they were fighting for us, then we should give them shelter. I think that was wrong. I made a mistake in that. It's possible that he's a legitimate refugee that came here because he fought for us, that he just became radicalized by his local cleric and his local mosque. And the reason why I'm leaning that way is because he used a .357 Magnum revolver. You would think that if he was actually a false flag operation by the deep state, that he would have brought an AR-15 or an AK-47, duffel bag, under a coat, whatever. He could have used a far more potent weapon in his attack. But he used a six-shot .357 Magnum revolver, and that's why he was able to be overcome before he could kill other people. He ran out of ammunition. He got tackled. So, point being, given the reality of Islam, I think it's the best to follow Ayaan Hirsh Ali's advice. She said, until Islam as a whole is reformed, until they go through a reformation or have their own version of a New Testament, you cannot let large numbers of Muslims into your countries. It's committing suicide by doing that, because they are still prone to being sincere Muslims and then committing jihad on you. And the pattern around the world, and you can look at what's going on in France, what's going on in Sweden, what's going on in England, Ireland, Scotland. You're seeing this pattern. They're not adopting Western cultural ways. They're not assimilating. They are instead, of course, when they first get there, they'll smile on your face and tell you they intend to assimilate. And then once they gain a certain number of traction, then it's Katie to bar the door. That's what we're seeing in the UK. We're seeing, you know, now you have a Muslim, another combination of red-green alliance, a Muslim communist now running London. So now we see that in New York City here in the United States and in Dearborn, Michigan. So what we see in England and the UK as a whole, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, that's what's coming here if we don't not just stop it. It's too late to just simply say we're not going to let any more in. That'd be a great first step. But I believe we should do what President Trump was talking about the other day, reverse migration. How do you do that? I believe what he should do is revoke the visas of everyone that's in this country from abroad, across the board. Revoke their visas, including all the H-1B visas from India. But I would prioritize any visa of any Muslim that enter the country under a visa. Just send them home, because, you know, and you can just say, you point to the attack in D.C. as why. We're going to presume for the best outcome there is that he was brought here. He's not part of a false flag. He just became radicalized. Well, that means that any other Muslim who's brought here, even the ones that fought with us, are prone to being radicalized by Wahhabist clerics in their local mosques. Revoke their citizenship. You're not violating their rights by sending them home. Just send them back home. And this is where I agree with Nick Fuentes. Revoke their visas. Send them home. Start with the Muslims, though, because they are the greater threat to us when it comes to terrorism. They're part of that red-green alliance. They're aligned with the communists in the United States. It's very obvious. Yes, we see, in like here in Texas, you see now you have Muslims who are running as Republicans. And yes, they'll say they don't like the DEI policies. There's a bunch of them in Houston that claim to be moderate Republicans. Same thing. They say we don't like the DEI policies. And that's probably very accurate. They don't want their little boys' penises chopped off and turned into little girls. So they agree with us on that. But in the end, it's still for them about their faith and spreading Islam worldwide, outbreeding us and then taking over. That's their strategy. They've articulated that very openly. You've got them now bragging about how it's too late. You know, we're already here. That one Muslim, he's both a communist and a Muslim, again. So that's what's happening. Just realize that. And let's not just stop it from happening anymore, but reverse it. Revoke their visas. Send them home. If they're an Afghan refugee that can't be sent back to Afghanistan because the Taliban are going to kill them, send them to some other Muslim country and make a deal with whatever country we have to take them in. But send them out. Get them out of here. Now, for those that came in and did the process of naturalization and became U.S. citizens, I want to draw your attention to a statute. You can look up on the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website, Chapter 2, Grounds for Revocation of Naturalization. And in the first part, under A, it says, person procures naturalization illegally. A person is subject to revocation of naturalization if he or she procured naturalization illegally. Procuring naturalization illegally simply means that the person was not eligible for naturalization in the first place. And it lays out that any eligibility requirement for naturalization that was not met can form the basis for an action to revoke the naturalization of a person. This includes the requirements of residence, physical presence, lawful admission for permanent residence, good moral character, and attachment to the U.S. Constitution. So look at those last two criteria. Good moral character and attachment to the U.S. Constitution. I believe that for Ilhan Omar in particular, but all the rest of her co-invaders from Somalia, that you can point to both of those, good moral character and attachment to the U.S. Constitution, as grounds for revocation of citizenship. And then in more detail, down below in subsection B2, it says, grounds for revocation. membership or affiliation with certain organizations. A person is subject to revocation of naturalization if the person becomes a member of or affiliated with the Communist Party, other totalitarian party, and I would say Islam is that, or terrorist organization within 5 years of his or her naturalization. In general, a person who is involved with such organizations cannot establish the naturalization requirements of having an attachment to the Constitution and of being well-disposed to the good order and happiness of the United States. Let's take Ilhan Omar, for example. She is both a proud member of the squad, a proud socialist. I would consider that obviously affiliated with the Communist Party. She is preaching Marxism. And when it says other totalitarian party, I believe her being a Muslim and a radical Muslim and jihadist also meets that criteria. Or terrorist organization within 5 years. So affiliated with a terrorist organization, look at the Muslim Brotherhood. I think that's one thing that Governor Abbott has done correctly here in Texas, as he has designated the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE to be, which is just another proxy or front group for the Muslim Brotherhood, declared them to be terrorist organizations. I believe President Trump should do the same thing nationwide. And with that being done, he should say anyone affiliated with them should be have their naturalization revoked and then removed from the nation and deported. They're no longer citizens. And it says there, if they've done any of these things within 5 years of his or her naturalization, that means that even if they weren't associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, for example, or totalitarian party, if you want to go focus on the Wahhabist clerics that are preaching jihad, if you have someone who is a naturalized citizen, whether it's the cleric himself or one of his mosque members who's listening to his sermons about the need to kill American citizens and commit jihad and death to America, like all the ones in Dearborn, Michigan, chanting in the streets, you know, death to America. If they're a naturalized citizen, they have now displayed whatever they had said before they came here. Within 5 years of them coming here, if they articulated that threat, death to America, we're going to commit jihad, that revokes their naturalization and revokes their citizenship. That's what he should start doing. And of course, the left will howl and scream, and so will all the Muslims, but so be it. This is what we have to do in this country now to save this republic is we have to take the deep state down, but we also have got to accelerate deportations of all of the people that were brought in this country to destroy the republic. Now, of course, not all of them are terrorists, not all of them are jihadists, but they were all part of the manipulation of immigration that was articulated, I think it was back in 2021, by the United Nations for the Great Replacement. They're flooding the West, obviously, with third world people to destroy our culture and to destroy our political system. And the Democrats, in the short term, also love that because they usually vote Democrat. But the big picture is whether they vote Democrat or Republican, that's not the point. The deep state wants to destroy our country, destroy the West. That's what's happening. And to reverse that, President Trump should begin the process of revocation and naturalization. Now, of course, he'll have to take that to a judge. The administration will have to file that in a court. And yes, your liberal judges will fight back against that. So what's the answer? That's why he has to take the judges down through exposure, through declassification and exposure. You know, start with the worst ones. You know, what's the name of that one judge, Brobert? So start with, I screwed that one up. But to start with the worst judges, we know they're already blocking the President Trump's agenda and the ones we already know worked for the deep state during the Biden regime. They authorized spying on U.S. senators and congressmen. The ones that authorized all the things that were done to us. I mean, frankly, you should go back and revoke the naturalization of Judge Mehta, the one that persecuted myself and other J6ers. I believe he's also displayed a manifest affiliation with the Communist Party and disloyalty to our Constitution. So that's what President Trump should do. Got to expose them and then drop the hammer. I don't see how else you save this republic. I don't believe you're going to fix this through conventional politics. And I'm sure he's being taught by weenie lawyers around him that he can't do these things because they'll lose the midterms or he'll be impeached, etc. Yeah, Judge Boasberg. That's right. So, and of course, Judge Boasberg refuses to report to Congress to testify. He believes he's immune. He should be impeached. But the gutless GOP that, that currently controls Congress will do nothing. And I really believe quite a few of them are complicit. As I said before, they hate the MAGA movement. They hate President Trump. And they want the MAGA movement to fail. They want America First to fail. That's why they convinced President Trump to do the things he's been doing. And it's really been sad to see him change course and go the wrong way. I do like what I'm seeing lately coming out of President Trump. He's talking tough. But as Nick said yesterday, as Alex said today, it's not enough to talk tough. He needs to act tough and do the action. So I really hope that President Trump will take the opportunity now to reverse course and jump back on the fight against the deep state. I like what I hear him saying about the Somalians. I like what I hear him saying about the treasonous six. I just think he's falling for their trap. I think it's also, I have to say this. I swear not to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's why, it's one reason why I don't want to see Senator Kelly arrested. Because what that will do, first of all, it won't work because some federal judge will say, you can't put a sitting senator under a military tribunal. You have to remove that to civilian court. That's where we'll go. That's where we'll die. But the other fundamental point is that what he did, as frustrating as it is protected speech under our Constitution. And I know some folks out there would get mad about that. Well, he's a traitor. I agree. But what he said was protected speech. I know what it's like to have my free speech, protected speech, used against me illegitimately at trial. I believe that Kelly and the others should be tried for their actual crimes where they went beyond speech and took actions to subvert our Constitution, what their actual criminal behavior was during the coup of 2020 and ever since then, during the coup of J6, a setup for all of us as a way to cover their coup. That's what should be investigated. So, and that's exactly why I believe President Trump has to do two things at once. He must draw attention to what they did. At the same time, he's got to purge out his own inner circle of those who are not actually taking the fight to the deep state. You will not defeat them, President Trump, unless you put people that are hardcore fighters and patriots in there. I like Ed Martin. I think he's a sincere patriot. Jeffrey Clark has demonstrated his own personal courage. I like Tulsi Gabbard for the same reason. She called out her own party as being unconstitutional and illegitimate. Her book was titled, For the Love of Country, Leave the Democratic Party. So she's a person that's a whistleblower and is willing to take the heat. Those are the ones he can trust, and Pete Hegseth. I think he's also very sincere. He has got to make sure that he does not give an inch on protecting them when they're attacked. And of course they're being attacked because they're loyal to the Constitution. He needs to protect his people that are loyal. He needs to purge those who are not doing their job, whatever the reason, whatever the excuse, I don't care. And I've heard some conservatives say, well, it could be that Kash Patel's been threatened. Or it could be, you know, maybe they threaten his family. It doesn't matter why he's not doing his job. It doesn't matter why he's now become the deep state's bitch and is covering for the deep state by deflecting and covering for what they did, whether it was J6 with him excusing the 274 FBI agents in the crowd as being there for riot control, which is a complete farce. It doesn't matter why he's covering what happened in Butler and saying that investigation is closed because the shooter's dead, or why he's also covering what really happened with Charlie Kirk's assassination. Whatever his excuse, and I hear this all the time. I do a speaking tour through Texas for True Texas Project, an awesome group, and I would hear people either giving excuses for Kash Patel or Bondi or Bongino. Or even President Trump himself saying, well, maybe they've been threatened. You know, maybe they threatened to kill their family. Their oath was to support, defend the Constitution, period. It wasn't, I'm going to support and defend the Constitution unless my family's threatened, in which case I'll just roll over and become the bitch of the deep state. That's not a defense. Imagine, let's think back to your ancestors, to your World War II grandpa and great uncles, and all the men who died in the service of our country, all the men who are buried in the cemetery there in Arlington or across our country in veteran cemeteries. That's why I encourage, I said before, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, man up, go walk through the cemetery in Arlington, look at all those headstones, read how young those men were when they gave their lives, and then reflect on this. that your loyalty to the Constitution, you chose that when you raised your right hand and swore that oath. You don't have an option of violating it because you're scared, because they threaten you or your family. Just as our men in World War II or Vietnam or Korea or any other conflict we fought in, Iraq, Afghanistan, all those men were willing to give their lives and did give their lives. No matter what it cost them, they did their duty. Imagine if, like, Emperor of Japan put a pronouncement out that if you American soldiers continue to fight your way across the Pacific, we're going to target your families. What you think the American soldiers would have said? Well, I can't have that. I can't have a threat against my family. I'm going to stand down and stop fighting. That would not have happened. The same goes for the domestic enemies of the Constitution. I've seen it personally that it's easier for men to be resolved and resolute against foreign enemies than it is against domestic enemies of the Constitution. I saw that in our own trial. We had men were Oath Keepers, two guys, Josh James was one of them, honorable combat veterans from Iraq who bitched out, took a deal, pled guilty to seditious conspiracy. They were threatened with life in prison, but so were we. They bent the knee and kissed the ring and agreed to lie and say that I told them to go inside the Capitol. That was part of the false narrative that ultimately was going to take down President Trump and put him on trial. So these men were resolute when it came to foreign enemies, but not resolute when it came to domestic enemies. And that's the problem in our system. I blame, as a recovering lawyer, I throw this at the feet of the legal profession. You have all of these men, whether it's criminal defendants in J6 trials who rolled over and like that and pled guilty to seditious conspiracy. And I'm talking about guys that pled guilty to assaulting a police officer to avoid 30 years. I'm talking about guys that actually participated in the big lie that there was an insurrection by Trump and us, Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, to attack democracy. It was part of their false narrative to take down MAGA and take down President Trump. Guys that did that, I consider them traitors. It's the same as if they had participated and assisted the enemy. They've been taken prisoners of war and then got on radio like John McCain did, you know, Songbird John McCain, getting on Hanoi radio for the communist Vietnamese and saying that the United States has committed war crimes. I consider that treason. And I don't care how he was tortured or coerced. It's not the point. He aided the enemy in wartime. Same thing here. So that's what's happening now, not just with criminal defendants in J6, but also with politicians. And political appointees. They're being told by their lawyers, well, you have to do this or do that. Otherwise, you're gonna have a personal price to pay. Man up, do your duty, whatever it costs you. That's what must be done. Thank you very much, and God bless America.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesshow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can,
Get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.